Mark Cabali joins us right now. Mark, if the Steelers had taken Graham Barton at 20, would you have given that an F?
Oh, I would have given it a
G for generational.
I would have given it below a C. I know that. I wasn't a huge Graham Barton fan, at least in that spot at 20th overall in that position. So
what are you giving Fautanu?
I give that an A+, man, just like me in high school. Nothing but A+, baby. I think that was a great pick at that position, him falling to that point. And better yet is they had the patience enough. It didn't sure sounded like Omar had to be talked off the ledge a little bit. He wanted to go get him, but to be able to get him at 20, he is close as you're going to get to a plug-and-play type of a tackle here. I thought it was an absolutely home run of a hit.
Mark, and you know, we know you hit a lot of those in those Mon Valley Little Leagues too, home runs.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin only committed to the idea that he said for now he's a tackle and pretty much kind of was emphatic about that, I would say. Can you give us your best guess as to whether or not you think that he will play right tackle here or left tackle? Because we know he didn't protect Penix's blind side because he was a lefty playing left tackle at Washington.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a wait and see type of thing. If I was a betting man, I would think that they would switch Broderick Jones over to left and have Fautanu at right tackle. But he's not going to commit to that right now, so we could throw it back in his face every single day until that happens. let's call it for what it is. That's why he doesn't make any declarative statements at that point, because he doesn't want it being thrown back at him as, hey, you said he was going to be a left tackle. What happened? So I think they'll wait and see. They probably have a thought in mind where they want him at, but I would put Broderick Jones at left tackle. And if you're going to make – I mean, this is – in theory, you're both bookend tackles for what, 8-10 years? Get them there as quickly as possible where you want them at and leave them there at that point. I don't want any switching around.
You said plug and play. You don't think Dan Moore starts week one now?
He could.
Come on, Mark. That's not what I want to hear.
Don't kill the mood. It's Friday, man.
He could. Ugh.
He could. I mean, look what happened last year. They're going to give him every opportunity. There's a reason why he started 50 straight games or 50 games in 3 years.
And what would that reason be? He gives up more pressures than any human being that's played offensive line over the last two seasons.
Well, let's see where Fautanu is right now. Maybe he's a guy that does only need a couple.
No, I understand that, but I'm more asking why, when you say, you know, they'll give him every opportunity, I'm asking why do they still think Moore deserves that opportunity independent of Fautanu?
First of all, I don't think he's as bad as some of the numbers suggest he is. Now, I'm not saying he's the next Pro Bowl right tackle, but I just don't think he's as bad as some may portray him to be with pressures. I think he's still a pretty good run blocker. I mean, of course, he has some issues. So, I think more than anybody else out there, they could have drafted it 20th overall.
Yep.
I think Fautanu is a guy that would have the best chance of being that guy to come in and step in. I mean, if it was Mims at 20, I would pretty much guarantee it was going to be Dan Moore for at least a half a season. And maybe a couple of the other guys. So I think if you're an anti-Dan Moore guy,
this is probably the best
scenario you have
good,
right now.
Good, because I am an anti-Dan Moore guy.
I was a Mims guy, but I understood going in if they picked him, it was going to mean at least like 6 weeks of Dan Moore, like Punxsutawney Phil, and I was not happy. As far as second day of the draft, Mark, do you think, yes or no question, which we're not supposed to ask in this business, if Zach Frazier is there at 51, are the Steelers picking him, yes or no?
I don't think so, man. We were just hammering this center. It seems like the only ones that care about center are us, as in everybody except within the organization, right? It doesn't seem like they're too concerned about that position at all. So if they were, I mean, they would have taken Graham Barton, right? And went Dan Moore play out tackle for the rest of the season. They must either have something in mind or they must really like Nate Herbig. So I think they'll go wide receiver, and I wouldn't be shocked if you leave today or we're at midnight here and they don't have a center, even if Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier.
Well, you just ruined Donnie's night. He's got his dad.
I know.
In town.
I mean, I think it would be absolutely tremendous. I mean, we're talking about you throwing one of those two centers in there and potentially play by October, maybe right away. Who knows when? I mean, it'd be pretty hard pressed to find an offensive line that has as much potential than what the Steelers would have if they added a center like that in the second round.
By the way, you just heard it with Mark. He is a center guy, not center.
Say it again, Mark, one more time.
You're asking me to pronounce things right? Come
no,
on.
No, just when you say, you know, center Zach
he
Frazier.
Went center on that one.
Why? Why do you emphasize
he
the T?
Emphasized it. I heard that.
Because there's a T in there.
So when you say
well, that gets back to your name. I say your name right, and no one else does.
Kabali.
And now I get a complex over it. You go on McAfee, they say your name wrong every
single
time.
How do they say
it?
Kabali?
They say Kabali, Kabali, Kabali.
No. The only reason I know how to say his last name is because my eye doctor growing up was Dr. Kabali.
And his uncle was adamant about us getting his name right, so I do it, and I'm like the only one who says it that way.
I say it right.
You and I are the only ones, Chris. Everyone else, Kabali, Kabali.
Kaboom. So let me be clear here. When you say the name of that town up 28, you say Tarentum.
I'm not a
Clareton,
guy.
Not Clareton.
Are you Latrobe or Latrobe?
No, I'm a Latrobe. Latrobe. I'm a Clareton. Clareton. Clareton.
Clareton is what you take for Clareton's what you take for allergies, Mark.
Mark, so the Aiyuk thing seems to have morphed into Deebo Samuel, and Chris and I were talking about this. I just feel like he would fit the Steelers better, Samuel.
I think he might too. First of all, he's under contract for two more years at a cheaper price, right? Was it 23 a year?
Yes.
If that.
It's actually,
plus he's a guy.
The cap hits lower because they owe him the signing bonus money, so it's like 22
and
20.
I didn't dive into the dynamics of it, but this is a guy that, you know, likes to smack your head off within the running game, right?
Yep.
And everything points to this team wants to run the ball, be a powerful, physical team. And why would you want arguably the best blocking wide receiver since Hines Ward here, right? So I think Deebo Samuel would fit better than Aiyuk right now, at least if you want to win right now. So
and
I don't
you keep
know.
Stressing that. Like, you keep banging the table to say they are in win now mode. That's what they're all about.
I think they should be. I mean, when you got the quarterback who's 36, 37, and you got a defense that has a bunch of guys that have been around 7-8 years, and, I mean, the top three or four guys on defense aren't getting any younger, you might as well go for the jugular and do the win now. I mean, I think that has been a directive of Art Rooney. He doesn't want to be that guy that doesn't win anything. Mm-hmm. So go for it. Go for it. If it's Deebo Samuel, go get him. I don't really care. I would just do something to improve that wide receiver position. But I think they will address that wide receiver position here in the second round early.
If Cooper DeJean is still floundering there on the board and it's at like pick 44 or 45, do you think the Steelers would trade up to go get him?
Now, there was word that they were a little bit interested in him last night. So I'm assuming he's going to be one of those guys that are gone early, second, you know.
Say he's not, though. Say he lasts into the mid-40s, just hypothetically, because, like, I think some of the second-day mocks we've seen actually have him going in the 50s. Do you think they would be motivated specifically for him to go up and get him?
I think so. I think they would. If you're sitting around that 45 spot, I think they got some sort of a pretty nice grade on him. They would be able to go up. And he's a guy that could contribute right away because he's, what is it, 4-5 position type of guy. So I still think that will be off the table and they will go wide receiver if it's Corley, if it's Roman Wilson.
Now, I was just going to ask you, like in your crystal ball, who do you think is the most likely pick at 51 tonight, Mark?
I definitely think it's going to be a wide receiver. I'm thinking if Roman Wilson's there, they can go with him.
Okay.
I think that would be my pick right now. But, oh, obviously, I don't think they're going to make a move. The question is if you got two or three of those receivers there and the Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier, what do you do?
Well, I think they take the wide receiver, hands down.
I do think they take the wide receiver at that point.
All right, last one. Where do you think is the earliest they would take Spencer Rattler in the draft?
Hopefully never.
That hurts my soul.
I think it's just a wasted pick at this point, right? I mean, you got your three quarterbacks that are going to be on the roster during the season. I mean, if you're so interested in down the road, deal with it next offseason, deal with it next training camp.
Well, don't tell the Atlanta Falcons that.
Or the Washington/Commanders or whatever of 15 years ago with Cousins and RG3. But I don't think Spencer Rattler's a guy who's a difference maker that you have to potentially give up a fourth round pick or or sixth round pick. I mean, at that point, you might as well find yourself somebody else.
Mark Cabali, everyone, who is with us and not at the Fautanu press conference, which
I am leaving there right now to go down there. I'm not a big opening press conference type of guy. It's just a dog and pony show. No pun intended.
Wow.
All right, Mark. Thank you for coming on with us today and not McAfee.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thanks, buddies. There you go.